What can you learn and take away from longevity studies no matter what age you are? Ever since I discovered that I can measure numbers about health, the health of different organs, and even biological age, I have been interested in listening to anti-aging, longevity and quad, experts and quad. I admit, my grasp, my understanding is sketchy at best, and yet some of the health measurement numbers and my knowledge about the person they belong to start making more sense, than not. So I am going to share with you, here, some of the valid insights I have gained. I say valid because I muscle test and source says unquote, true unquote, not true unquote, truth value unquote. 1. The condition, the state in which your pancreas is a predictor of fast aging. Specifically to what degree the insulin the pancreas produces is accepted and utilized by the cells. If you remember from high school biology, the insulin is a molecule that opens the door to cells that allows the sugar to enter the cell and become fuel there. If the insulin cannot open the door, it will try again and again, and more insulin is going to be required to get rid of the sugar in the blood. I admit, I don't remember why the cell doors become unresponsive to insulin. But according to my reading, the reason for decreased sensitivity and responsiveness is overconsumption of high glucose foods, the sweet stuff you eat. Originally, when the decreased insulin sensitivity is already established, the even moderate to low carbohydrate foods have a difficult time to be managed. The first sign, I think, of a decreased insulin sensitivity is weight gain. I started to gain weight at age 12, and have been struggling with weight ever since. Today I can eat 1 gram of sugar, and put on 2 pounds of fat. Why? Because insulin cannot open the doors, but tries, and then dumps the sugar that would kill me into freshly made fat. So I need to keep a virtually no-carb diet to not put on more weight, and a no-carb diet to drop any of the fat I already have. What does this have to do with aging? According to muscle testing, 70% of aging is the consequence of this sugar issue. The cells don't get fuel, even though you have plenty in your diet. Starved cells don't produce energy for you, for your life, and you slowly starve to death. Can you restore the cell's sensitivity to insulin again? Muscle test says, yes. 100%. How? Reducing and even eliminating all carbs you can from your diet. Use fat, proteins, cellulose and fibrous vegetables to feed yourself. Allowing yourself to get hungry and stay hungry hours at a time, regularly. I.e. use intermittent fasting. Skip breakfast, eat an early lunch, and eat a normal and early dinner. This way you reduce your feeding window to 4 to 5 hours. Are vegetables really necessary, Sophie? Muscle test says yes. In addition to only vegetables have minerals and vitamins that are necessary for life. Also, your body can become dangerously acidic from too much protein, while vegetables are alkalizers, make your body balance out the acid produced by the digested protein. Of fruits, according to muscle test, some berries are also alkalizers. Why? No idea, sorry. I am not a biologist, not a doctor, no idea. I, given the sorry state of my cells, am not even allowed berries, too much sugar for my frail body. 2. The second way to make the cells restore insulin sensitivity again, is to exercise. The best exercises are rhythmic, gently, all-body exercises, like dancing, swimming, lovemaking. It is almost necessary to have fun, enjoyment. Dutiful exercise works counter, the cells become grim and non-receptive when you are dutiful. 3. The third is energized, coherent, water, at least a liter a day. 4. The fourth is sufficient and energizing rest and sleep. 7 to 8 hours. Actual sleep. 5. The fifth is, stop consuming cow's milk, and cow's milk products. Experiential data shows that countries with the highest milk consumption are also the countries with the highest occurrence of diabetes. And muscle test also says in quad, yes in quad, to stopping milk products. 6. The sixth, eating slowly, chewing thoroughly. Unless your stomach knows what is coming, it cannot do its job properly. It is not the size of the food pieces that is the issue, it is the degree with which the food is mixed with saliva. I have tested pureeing my food. And I got serious stomach ache and indigestion from it, while even just half chewing chunky food was okay with my stomach. Same ingredients, a different level of information ahead of swallowing to the stomach. Most people inhale their food, I have a tendency to do that too, when I am not mindful. A woman I have the opportunity to observe, takes an awful long time to eat, and she is the healthiest of all the people I know, still reading without glasses, driving, remembering stuff at near 80, even though everyone in her family, Genetics, died a whole lot younger than her. I drive to exercise classes with her, and occasionally we stop and eat something for fun and recreation. What happens if you don't manage, you don't restore your insulin sensitivity? Once your cells start dying, your body is in survival mode, and will provide little support to intellectual activities, willpower, love, inspiration, compassion, etc. Your cells don't produce enough energy for all you have to do. Your ability to learn, make decision, to retain information, to cope with life is reduced tremendously. You are old and feeble before your time. Your biological age becomes higher than your calendar age. Your immune system has not enough energy to do its job, so cancer and other nasty diseases are left to grow in you. Now, let me look at another side of premature aging I see in 6 people I am in contact with: slothfulness. Mental, intellectual slothfulness. Not using their mental capacities, unless someone prompts them, but then those mental capacities are slowed down, and are not quite available, atrophied. When you go to sleep and you are not spent, you cannot sleep well. Although, I have noticed, that men fall asleep real fast, even the slothful ones. Maybe men redirect those energies to physical exertion, while women are often slothful in both areas. I have noticed that I need to be mentally and physically tired to get a good night's sleep. The nights after exercise class I sleep better. And the nights after 2 or more sessions on the phone or on a webinar, I sleep like a log and wake up refreshed. Energy is a pesky thing, you cannot save it. If you want more, you have to spend it. All. Or maybe even go and activate a second wind. The more energy you use, the more energy is available to you. Now, what to do if you have no idea where you are on the aging continuum? I recommend that you get your health numbers measured by me, and if they are not encouraging, start making changes to make the numbers more favorable, and get retested to verify that you are doing the right thing. Anything not measured cannot be grown, other than the bad stuff: fat, illness, tiredness, listlessness, depression, and death. Get your health measurements https://yourvibration.thrivecart.com/yourhealthmeasurements/. P.S. I just realized that the way most people dance doesn't move anything in the body, not the blood, not the lymph, doesn't use muscles. So I am considering getting you a few moves that make dancing on your own to medium fast rhythmic music invigorating and energy consuming at the same time.